Insights, New Creation Studies. This is Unit 3, True Holiness. Study T3, Victory in Trouble. So in the previous study, we looked at how God's purpose is that we reign in life through Christ, and that this comes through the abundance of grace, which we saw is also joy, the abundance of joy, and that together with the gift of righteousness sets us up to win. Today we're going to unpack further keys that allow us to engage with this and to look at another aspect of how this operates. Sometimes life can be challenging. Things don't go the way we want or the way that we think they should. We live in a fallen world. There's an active enemy. We're still in the process of outworking all we've become in the new creation. And so I want to look today at how we handle issues of trouble. And an aspect of true holiness is handling that in such a way that we still manifest something of this presence and sweetness of Jesus, even though life is tough. So holiness, I want to say, is not just about living in purity. It's also about living in victory, in inner victory. Not the victory that just demands that everything moves out of our life so that everything's sweet, but a deeper victory where we are still reigning, where we are still maintaining our countenance with who we are in Christ, even though things are difficult. I want to say that victory is part of purity. Let's turn to the scripture again, Romans 5. We quoted this briefly yesterday on the theme of grace. It says this in verse 1, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we've obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. That's Romans 5, 1 through 5. So we're standing in this grace of God, the joy of the Lord. And now we move on to add to exulting in hope of the glory of God. Exult means boast or vaunt, according to Strong's Dictionary. So we could take this as a bold declaration, a confident confession, you might say. And then hope is this confident expectation based on fact and reality, leading us into the glory of God, which is his manifested magnificence. Wow. So from our place of standing in grace, in his joy, we confidently declare our expectation of God's manifested magnificence. You know, sometimes there are just circumstances beyond our control that don't seem to shift. We take these things to prayer. We trust God. But sometimes the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness springs up not to shift those things, but instead to produce this inner strength, an energy, a resource, like an inner resolve to plow on through and not be shaken. It's a bit like Isaiah declared about the victory of God, coping with difficulty in his strength. This is what Isaiah says in chapter 43, verse 1 to 3. But now, thus says the Lord your Creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you, I've called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. So we'd prefer not to face the water or the flames, but we live in the assurance that if we do, we're going to make it through. It's in his strength that we stay buoyant despite these difficulties and challenges that we face. Even in the darkest of circumstances where accidents or tragedies occur, we have the ultimate victory in eternal life. This is the source and sustenance of that joy. And it's the confession of confidence and hope. So it's this attitude that keeps us from depression or distress. It's this great witness too of the reality of Christ within us, while we really bring glory to him as we cope with victory in his strength through difficulty. And this is part of true holiness too. Carrying on, not only this, we also exult in our tribulations. Tribulations include pressure, anguish, troubles, afflictions, persecutions. This inner life, this standing grace, gives us the ability to boast or vaunt about all those challenges, because we can look beyond the immediate struggle. We can draw out of the strength of God within us, who we are in Christ. And we see that as we exult in these tribulations and we stand firm, that these tribulations bring about perseverance. And perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. There's a process, actually works good in us. Notice it's not about forming character, it's about proving character. Because that character is already ours in the Spirit. But if there's no challenge that we face, there's no manifestation of it. There's no way to demonstrate that we have this in us. So God allows us to go through some of these things sometimes so that we can really grow in our ability to outwork all that he's put in us. Hope is the confident expectation of good. An expectation of good. Deep within us, an expectation arises that things are going to be okay. Romans 8:28 says, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. It's totally awesome. In closing today, I just want to look at a tremendous example of this in Paul's own life. One that shows us this operates also in the realm of demonic attack and oppression, if we face such things. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. Paul writing here, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Concerning this, I implored the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. God had given Paul tremendous revelation about the new creation. This is a lot of the New Testament. And he spoke a few verses earlier in this passage about how this had even included him being caught up into heaven. You can see that in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1 to 4. Paul was a dangerous man to the devil. And so Satan assigned an evil spirit specifically to him to try and prevent him receiving and sharing more, being more exalted, if you like. We see the working of this assigned demon in stirring up persecution, riots, calamity, trouble. Everywhere Paul went, there was trouble. And his initial approach was to ask God to remove this evil spirit. Completely logical, right? But God's answer was revolutionary. My grace is sufficient for you. And in this, he wasn't saying to Paul, look, you're just going to have to learn to cope with this evil spirit. No, what he was rather saying is, look, in my grace, you have enough to overcome yourself. And Paul caught this. It's incredible. The grace is enough because power, Paul recognized, is perfected in weakness. So when we face challenges and hardships and we adopt the same position that we've been discussing, the same position that Paul realized here, God's power starts to become perfected in us. This is amazing to me. It's remarkable. It's not just that we have a measure of the power of God, but the power of God becomes perfected in us. And let's be quite clear about this. God's perfected power is infinitely stronger than any demon, any issue that we can ever face. Paul was a carrier of God's power, and rightly embracing God's grace in the midst of trial led him to seeing that power perfected. This is true holiness being manifested. Let's take on board Paul's conclusion and make this confession today. I'm well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. This is true holiness.